Exactly.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Usually I have a real difficult time talking, but today I'm just, it's just diarrhea out of my mouth.
Yes, it is. Speaking of diarrhea, Troy had a terrible poop earlier.
Oh.
I wanted to evacuate the house.
Yeah?
Yep, just like I evacuated my pants just now.
But on a serious note, people, the views and ideas expressed on our show, and I know we're sounding like every other show you see on TV that has vulgarities and other things like this, they're not the views and ideas and opinions of the people that we talk about. Just because we're doing the show here at All Star Comics, our show has nothing to do with the way they feel about things. We just happen to be here because we enjoy the place, we enjoy the things that go on here.
Yeah,
because
they're cool.
They are cool peeps.
Go give them money.
Go give them money?
Yeah. If you're listening to us, you need to do as I say.
Oh, well, yeah, give them our money to purchase their items? Absolutely.
If y'all want to give me money, too, that's cool, but I don't have anything to, like, give you in exchange for that money, although All-Star has plenty.
Yes. Virtually grown-ups, this is Kel, a.k.a. The Alchemist.
And this is Patty Cakes.
A.k.a. what? You got PJ Skinny.
Well, PJ Skinny.
P.A.T.
My gamer tag is Hector Cervantes. You know, if y'all want to get beat up in some video games, I mean, you can find me on, like, pretty much any network out there.
Any network.
Except for, like, shitty Xbox. But, like, PlayStation, mm-hmm. PC. Yeah.
Cartoon Network.
CNN,
mm-hmm.
BSN,
that's the bullshit network. He's very prominent on that one. And, you know, today's a special day. We have somebody else joining us. You do the introduction, sir.
So, y'all have heard me plug her plenty of times over the air.
And, well, some have seen.
But today we have the pleasure and honor of introducing my wife, the Afro Queen.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Afro Queen's joining us, and another reason this is a special, fantastic day is because we are at All Star Comics. I'm sure you can hear all the background noise and all the hype. They're doing a Super Smash Bros. Tournament to our left here, as you can see, and they're doing a Force of Will tournament over here to your right, if you look over here to your right.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, it's right here in front of them. They can see it, idiot. Mm-hmm. You're so stupid.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. If you just open your eyes and take a look at the podcast, you can see what's going on with this happening.
And then, of course, right here between Kel and myself is Tamara with a stack of Star Wars comics, and I'm scared to find out what
They've
the total's going to
be. Lando now?
Yeah, I didn't put him in here.
Oh, man, there's a Lando comic? I was thinking about buying that and reading the Lando comic.
Yeah, I'm right with that.
I want them all.
She wants all the comics.
Gotta have them all.
This isn't Pokemon, okay?
I wish it was.
Oh, Lord.
I wish real life was Pokemon.
Is this what all that's going on with the cards? This is all Force of Will?
That's Force of Will over. Everybody's playing Force of Will.
Wow.
You know, I just looked at what OT was doing. I have no clue what's going on here. Speaking of, our buddy OT is here. He's playing Force of Will, and here in a little bit after he gets done with his game, I've asked him to give us kind of a rundown on it, because I'm not even going to speak too much on it, because I have no clue
it's how a card
it goes.
Game.
Well, I know it's a card game. I'm not a dumbass.
And so you try
it's
to,
not a video game, obviously.
Look, dude, I want to sit here and give you my rundown of what it is.
Okay, you give me the rundown.
I'm going to give you a rundown of it. All right, I'll just throw this out there. I've never played this game nor seen it, and I just heard of it today. But I'm going to guess that you're going to have some kind of creature that you can put on the field, different ones that do different things, and some of them may cost extra to get out than others, and you try to attack your opponent with them. You might try to,
I was under the impression that there was no cost.
There may not be a cost.
So, there's already holes in your theory.
And then there's probably cards to make your monsters stronger and cards to make their monsters weaker.
Are there cards to make your muscles stronger?
Yes, there are.
The fitness connection card?
Yeah, I got this card that I carry around with me. It gets me into Fitness Connection, aka the Muscle Factory.
Yes, in unison. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Literally, there's Cokes over there. They're 75 cents, and you owe me one.
Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. 75 cents.
75 cents.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I know. A beverage and a snack was what, 75 cents a piece. You paid $1.50 for a beverage and a snack.
All Star Comics.
Yes.
So we're doing a couple plugs at the beginning, I guess, but it's situational. We don't normally do this, but we are at All Star Comics, which is a great place to go to get comic books, video games, all kinds of cool stuff.
Look at the Samus whipping it out.
Yeah. Hey, let's try not to get distracted by what's going on.
I can't help it, dude. And then you got this. Okay, yeah. I wish everybody could see this one hand over here. He's over here. It appears that they're actually doing their own commentary.
They are.
On the video
We're sitting across from some guys that are actually broadcasting on Twitch right now. They're doing a stream for the Super Smash Tournament. So they call it Smash Warfare. You come in, you pay a small fee. And one of the guys that's announcing was actually sponsoring players. So if you didn't have any money, he was going to throw down for you to be able to play. Just to get people in, just to get people involved.
And what's more important than all of that, the dude has a wicked awesome cat t-shirt.
Let's talk on the shirt for a minute. This cat is scratching like a
groin.
DJ. No, it's not scratching, it's groin. It's scratching some pizza. It's like wicked, wicked, wicked on a pepperoni pizza.
That's pretty sick. Uh-huh. And it's got the like galactic, you know,
just shout out to
universe.
Him. We like your shirt, man.
Hey, cat shirt guy.
Cat shirt. Cat shirt with the pizza.
Hey, Twitcher. Hey, Twitcher.
He is...
He's enthralled.
He's immersed out, into the Super Smash Brothers tournament. He does not give a shit.
I could get louder, and I would get his attention, but it may not be appropriate.
It would also be obnoxious, whether or not it was appropriate.
Okay. But anyways, moving on. Dude, what you got going on, man? What's been up?
I am in the process. I don't want to speak too much on it because we're going to save it for a special episode. But I'm in the process of downloading horror video games. And I'm not going to pay for any of them. I'm looking for the free ones.
Okay.
But there's a lot of really simplistic, kind of short and sweet, to the point, real quick to play. Pick it up and just take off with it. You don't have to know too much about video games.
All
right. Horror games out there. So I've been checking those out, watching a lot of videos and stuff like that about horror video games. There's some pretty cool ones out there. They're all pretty Slenderman-esque. I mean, it kind of that Slenderman game kind of sparked a lot of those in the genre. They're all indie games, and they're pretty cool. Like I said, I don't want to talk too much on it, but that's what I've been up to. I've been on my computer downloading different horror titles.
Nice.
Not into horror movies. They bore me. But being able to interact with the situation makes me a little bit more interested. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting.
The new Smash looks really, really cool, and I've only got a brief chance to play it. But I mean, there's some awesome characters on there. Little Mac is on there. They've got Mega Man on there. There's a Bowser Jr., Baby Bowser, whatever you want to call it. The Wii Fit ladies on there. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be. I guess it's Game & Watch's new girlfriend. I bring back some old favorites. I mean, Mewtwo's on there again. You've got Lucas. You've got Ness. There's a whole bunch of people. Ryu from Street Fighter's on there.
Yeah.
Craziness. And you know what? I played against him the other day, and I was using Ness. I mean, this dude kicked my ass.
I personally like that Little Mac guy. I just like the little boxer getting out there and just hammering down on it.
Have you got a chance to play any of it yet?
A little bit. I played a little bit, yeah. It's pretty cool. Kirby's improved from the last man. And Kirby for the win. Speak of the devil.
Yep.
That was a lot of excitement. I guess that was a close one right there. Hell yeah.
And, you know, in this podcast, you're just going to hear a little bit of excitement in the background. And I would ask you to excuse it, but I really don't give a shit. This is awesome. We're here during a big tournament. It's been getting pretty popular, and it's got a lot of momentum lately. We should be able to get you a link on that here pretty soon, actually, because they're broadcasting to Twitch and everything. Actually, I'm going to go talk to these guys for a second.
Hell.
Huh?
Bye, Kel.
Just talk to him.
I don't want to. I'm scared. I'm scared of new people. Oh, that's a lie. I'm lazy and tired. I don't feel like getting up.
Cool. Yeah, come all out of this room. So yeah, a couple of the guys that are doing this, the broadcast for the Super Smash Bros. Tournament, they're going to come talk to us in a minute and just tell us how that's going and everything.
That's exciting.
They're kind of in the works. This guy said it's his first time actually doing it. There's another guy here that does it more often. He's going to come chat with us too. So.
Oh, I'm not going to lie.
Don't lie. Please don't. We're all about truth here.
I've actually checked out some Twitching.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it seems pretty cool. Some of the others, it's interesting to me. Well, no, it's just like, I get the whole point. There's a lot of them out there. They're actually more or less like giving you how-tos of how to play certain games.
Oh, yeah, the Let's Play videos, stuff like that, yeah.
But then there's others that are purely nothing more than, hey, watch me just play this game and just my you know, mouth ejaculations throughout.
Duh, yeah. There's
And that's it.
There's that dude Markiplier. I don't know if you've ever seen that dude Markiplier. No. There's Red Wolf. There's PewDiePie. Everybody's freaking heard of PewDiePie.
Oh my God.
A little Swedish dude.
Yeah.
All these guys, you know. Kind of ridiculous, but it's okay. Kel, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan is the guy who we were yelling at earlier. You were like way into the end of the talking.
Yeah,
we were yelling at him because we love his shirt. We really, really like your shirt, man.
Yeah,
as you can see.
Hey, Mike, you got to rub it. What is called? Just to picture what I'm wearing. Imagine a giant cat in space on a turntable with a pizza turn disc.
Bam, scratching it up.
It's majestic.
It is.
It's majestic.
I'm going to get one where Kim Jong-un's riding a unicorn.
Oh, God.
The land is on fire. And the unicorn shooting laser beams. It's going to be amazing.
See, that's good stuff. Well, thanks for coming to talk to us, guys.
No problem.
Awesome. Oh, we do a session where there are questions. If you can think of any like weird-ass question that you've always wanted to know the answer to, this guy will give you an answer.
All right. Completely. All right, so
patty cakes.
Here's the question that we all need solved.
Okay.
Cue the song.
Are we cueing the song?
The song's cue.
How dangerous, or how PG do I have to keep this?
How PG do you
Not
have
at
to
all.
There's no PG.
We are listed as explicit on iTunes.
Okay. So you meet this nice woman, right?
Okay.
You go out with her.
I'm on the date.
All right. You're on the date. You had a great time.
Our legs are touching.
I'm chilling up.
He's
already
getting excited. Right?
He needs
to feel the warmth.
I'm physically aroused.
All right. Can I put your backpack in my lap for a minute?
All right. So like,
good thing I need an adult.
Really nice woman, right?
Right.
And she's like real quick to get you in bed. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Like she's really going at it.
What's she after, though?
Oh, here's the kicker.
This doesn't happen in real life. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. That's called, she got you naked, but she's there. She's taking down her pants. Boom, she has a penis. What do you do in that situation?
Okay. Now, there's a few different things we need to look at before we...
Aside from the penis, don't look at the penis.
Beauty factor, 9 out of 10.
Okay, beauty factor, 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Like,
nine
that penis is just dangling. It's bigger than yours.
Considering that your wife's here, you're giving somebody advice on what they should do in this situation.
Yeah,
not what you would do.
Exactly.
Question. Are the boobs real?
Whoa, this is more than one question at the same time.
No, we just got to answer
this.
No,
these are things that we got to take
into
consideration.
Okay, cool. Are the boobs real? The boobs real?
Yes.
The boobs are real.
So this is a woman with a penis.
With a penis.
So this is an actual born woman with an attached penis.
Yes.
What is she trying to do with this penis?
Well, here's the thing.
What was she trying to do with it?
No, she got hormones to get the real boobs, all right?
Oh, my God.
So she was really a man, but, you know, she transformed into a...
What are you going to do, Pat?
But she was pretty high. She was like a 9 out of 10.
If it's a 9 out of 10, I would go ahead and sit there, hawk up a loogie onto my hands, slap it between the cheeks, and begin to plow, dude. A hole's a hole, man.
All right.
But you gotta
there's your answer.
You
here's
gotta
my
be a
answer.
Gentleman. You gotta hold on now. You gotta be a gentleman about it.
Yeah.
Reach around there, okay?
Oh, you're gonna do the reach? See,
you got to.
These are all things my buddy talked about.
But the thing is, because of this situation, you can't just do a normal reach around the waist.
Yeah,
you gotta reach between your legs, up between her legs.
Man, you are just like, you are not an animal. You're just gonna, graze that bull right there.
I mean, that's
man.
Very good.
Doing the reach around. That's
all right.
What is called? If y'all need any more questions, you know, I'm part of the Toys R Us truck crew. So
hell
in the mornings
yeah.
we have some philosophy trips like this.
Fantastic.
Oh,
dude, y'all
gotta crazy.
Freaking like start messaging us.
Message us, man. Every time you've got something to ask us, more than welcome.
Oh my gosh. See, these guys, some of these questions you can't handle.
Good one, bro.
All right. Y'all have a good one, guys.
Later, buddy.
Here we go. Question number two, and who's this from? Zarek?
Zarek.
Zarek's got another question for us?
I love you,
dude, Zarek. Fantastic. We love X-Rack. We love him. We love him.
Hell,
X-Rack. X-Rack wants to know. He says, we'll read it as if he is speaking.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Cakes, we all know zombies love brains.
Of course.
Long walks and Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Duh.
But given that they have an unending hunger and can eat a whole person in one sitting, do zombies defecate? That's a good question.
Okay.
That's a really good question.
Yes.
Because I've wondered that myself in my subconscious, but have never asked it aloud or really looked for an answer.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Okay. Straight to the point answer. The answer is no. They do not defecate.
Why?
Reason why is they have an incredibly fast metabolism. Okay? So, the virus that consumes them, because this is what zombieism comes from. It is a virus.
Mm-hmm.
That's fact, okay? Fact. So, virus takes control of metabolism, and that's where a lot of this comes from. Now, it gives you a primal hunger and a primal rage at the most basic primal level that you must
hunger.
It
sounds very primal.
It is primal. You know? So, it makes you thirst for anything. Like, the most thing we have around us is people. So, of course, you want to eat people. You know, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you eat them?
Specifically their brains.
Yeah, specifically their brains. I mean, they're delicious, dude. Have you ever eaten brain?
No.
You should try it.
I should.
Anyways, so it kicks their metabolism up so high, though, that they're burning the calories off almost as fast as they are consuming them.
So they can't eat. So they can't eat fast enough.
They basically.
It's a poop.
Yeah.
Huh.
They basically cannot eat fast enough to poop.
Wow. It's kind of like, what if they ate McDonald's? Because I know me, when I eat, like, McDonald's breakfast,
yeah.
We've talked about McDonald's on this site before.
Yeah, McDonald's
does some interesting things to your body.
I
almost have to eat McDonald's while I'm sitting on the toilet, because it's like a rail gun straight through my body, from my esophagus straight out of my colon. I'll give you a second.
That's a little bit different situation.
So if a zombie ate McDonald's, or let's say, okay, so a zombie eats people. What if
right.
a zombie broke into a McDonald's and ate somebody that worked there? Would they be able to poop them out? Would it be fast enough? Would it outspeed their metabolism? Because that's what egg McMuffins do to me.
Man, there's no been scientific study on it, dude. But I'm going to go ahead and say no, because, I mean, that's the reason their body starts breaking down, they look the way they do, is because of their metabolism actually consuming their own flesh.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'll go with that.
It would be real hard for it to happen.
Sounds feasible.
Seems feasible.
Feasible. New word. We coined a new term today. Feasible. I can do that.
Heck yeah. Tamara, do you have any?
Do you have any questions, Tamara? Things you've been wondering about the world? Pat could definitely give you an accurate answer.
Super accurate. Super factual.
She's thinking. Guy. She's never wondered. Tamara Heredia has never wondered anything about the world ever. She's gotten every answer that she's ever wanted.
She lives with it.
So, you call that living?
Any question I have is automatically, accurately, 100% answered.
Okay.
Why would he ever tell me a lie? I married an honest man.
You hear that, people? Straight from the Afro Queen's mouth. She married an honest man, and I've done nothing but give her the truth.
I do have a question. Do you think that when you have to poop, talking to other people makes the poop come out easier?
You got an answer for that? I know
answer. It depends on the person. So for some people, it acts as a stress relief, gets your mind off the actual act itself, and allows your body to relax, and just your bowels actually expand and release the poop. Your butthole will just open up to a gaping hole, and the poop will just fall out. It just happens.
Is that why you call me when I'm on the toilet? Does my voice do that for you?
Yeah, dude. I don't even have to strain. I just sit there, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, poop's just falling out of my butt. I didn't even technically have a bowel movement, because my bowel didn't move.
Now, everybody's a little bit different, but we're all human beings.
Right.
So you heard the man say it. It's me.
Right.
When he speaks to me on the phone, that's what happens
now,
to him.
Other people...
They constipate you.
Basically, it's actually before you
add on, what I really want to get at is that if you listen to this podcast, I'm on this podcast,
right?
So if you're ever having a problem making stool, turn on the podcast, listen to my soothing voice, and let it gape.
Let it gape.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
We're getting some odd reactions from some of the people who are walking around, but I think all in all they're appreciating it. I think they really are.
Huh?
Virtually grown-ups. Heck yeah, man. Find us on Facebook. See? We're getting reaction. People are looking at us, and that's not something that I'm not used to.
No, <it's> not.
People are always definitely looking at me.
You should see today, the looks I get at work. Yeah.
I can only imagine. What a combo by Pikachu! Somebody comboed somebody's Pikachu.
Oh my god, not a wombo combo.
Okay. There's my question for you. What's a wombo combo?
Well,
please break it down.
A wombo combo comes after you hit them with three basic single attacks. You do an up attack, and then you jump up and smash attack down for the grab and throw them off the map.
Oh, okay. All right. You didn't make that up off the top of your head at all?
No, dude. Cool. You can Google it, Yahoo it, if you know, Bing it.
Hey!
Hey, what's up, man?
Fatty Cakes. So OT's here. You want to say hi?
Hey there, how's it going?
Hey, he said hi. OT, do you have any questions for Patty Cakes? I know you've heard the show and how it goes.
Have you
thought of anything you ever wanted to ask Pat?
I had a list of things that I've been pondering.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
But I didn't bring them.
So,
yeah.
So basically, you have a list that you're going to send to us so we can start.
You seem like a very wise man.
Yeah.
And I would be a fool not to ask you these questions that I've
Can
been
you tell?
My
is,
life.
Do I look wise because of my tall pull-up socks I'm wearing with my shorts?
That's it.
That's what I figured.
Pull-up socks.
It's a giveaway.
Are pull-up socks, does that have anything to do with the pull-up diapers? Like if you accidentally mess your socks, they're disposable?
No.
Okay. If you know everything and you can answer any question, where did OT misplace his list?
It's at his house under his pillow.
Okay.
He was sitting there last night writing it, trying to think of things to ask, and he's sitting there eating some Cheetos, drinking a Dr. Pepper, and he passed out and freaking spilled the Dr. Pepper all over his chest and like smashed the Cheetos underneath him, and the pillow ended up covering up his list. But that's where it's at, man. He's gone.
It's under my pillow, but that's not how it got there. You see, I have these crazy dreams where I dream about asking Pat questions, but when you wake up, you forget your dreams. So what I do is whenever I wake up, I write them down and I stick them under my pillow.
There you go.
Bam.
Heck yeah.
You better just hope the list fairy doesn't come and get that and replace all the money.
Not.
Damn.
No!
Well, if the list fairy leaves anything that is of monetary value in place of the list, you probably got a lot of money under your pillow now. Those are probably pretty important questions.
He's already retired.
But we're going to grab OT in a minute. And ask him about what? Force of Will? You want to talk about that? Is that cool?
Force of Will, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll grab you in a minute. Cool. Awesome.
I hope he didn't get mad that I did some of his job for him.
I'm sure he will not be able to as in-depth describe Force of Will as you were able to, but we should be able to get it all right. It should be good. He should be able to give us a general idea, lead us in the right direction on how to play the game.
What is it? If flashless when it comes out of your butt, what is it called whenever it comes out of your face?
A what?
If it's flashless whenever it comes out of your butt.
It's flashless. Gas coming from your body is flashless.
Even
why are you asking me questions?
I'm just testing you.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to do a little role reversal here. Ask me a question.
All right, Kel. Who is fundamentally...
Don't ask me a question you don't want to know the answer to.
Who do you think is stronger? Regular Pikachu or Pikachu with goggles? We're talking about as far as like Smash goes.
Regular Pikachu or Pikachu with goggles?
Blue goggles.
Pikachu with blue goggles.
Blue goggles.
It really depends on the player.
Okay.
If you feel... It's kind of like, okay, did you watch Sandlot? You've seen
I
the movie
see
Sandlot, right?
I have seen Sandlot.
PF Flyers.
You're kidding
They
me.
Make you run faster and jump higher, right?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Of course they do.
No, they don't. They only do because you think they do.
Are you serious?
So if you, as a player, play with Pikachu with goggles,
uh-huh.
and you feel like those goggles are what gives you your edge, then of course Pikachu with goggles is stronger. And if you played with Pikachu without goggles, you probably wouldn't do as well. Because that's what you're used to, man. If you play classic Pikachu, if you're a purist, as I am,
right.
I drink black coffee, I drink unsweet tea, I drink milk straight from the jug, I don't even let it touch a cup, because...
Yeah, that's gross.
It becomes unhomogenized very quickly.
Yeah, it does.
And if you leave it for 2 or 3 hours, it separates, you know?
It separates.
Is that how you say it? That's how you say it, right? Separates?
Yeah.
And when it separates, it just doesn't taste as good. So you leave it in the jug, in the fridge. You never let it come out of the jug. You don't pour in a glass. I'm a purist. So
I do the same thing with wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wine will separate, too, if you leave it long enough. I play Pikachu without goggles. I also don't play him with a green birthday hat. I just don't do it.
No,
because me, but
you know
personally,
that the birthday hat lets you do, like, I think it adds like 10 points of damage to your basic headbutt.
I don't use the headbutt.
Oh, okay.
Man, something revolutionary has happened in the Smash Brothers tournament right now. Lucario has been victorious over Pikachu with the blue goggles. He couldn't have been that great. And that's why I'm a purist. Goggles slow you down, make you less aerodynamic. Especially when you're doing that electric dash. Birthday hat, it's going to fall off your head anyway. At least at the speed I move and think.
I feel like an idiot now.
Yep. So that's the answer to that question. You know, it's who you are, man. It's who you are.
Amen,
sometimes
that's a good answer.
If you want to play Pikachu with an attached penis, and that makes you feel like you're going to do better and you've got a better edge, play Pikachu with an attached penis. I'm sure there's a mod for it, right?
Yeah. You did very well. I'm pleased with you.
Thank you. I think we should do a whole role reversal episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to do that next ep?
At the
Ask Kelly Cakes, and then you can do.
That'll be the next episode.
All right, cool.
That sounds fine.
All right,
that'd be awesome.
Good dude.
Okay, so
we can move into the body of the podcast, I suppose.
I'll tell you what, dude. I gotta
tell me
out
what.
Of my D really
well, you
bad.
Take a break. Pee out of your D. Make sure you
all this orange sun kiss.
Make sure you stream it live to Twitch.
Okay, done.
Okay, done. I'm gonna go outside and smoke a square.
Okay, outro.
What a great break.
Yeah, that was a great break.
It was fantastic.
Dude, I'm like so relieved.
Yeah? What's going on, man?
Hello. Yo.
You want to do a little talking with us?
Sure.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Patrick, a.k.a. Petticakes.
So this is Pat, I'm Kel. We do a little podcast called Virtually Grownups. So pretty much what we do, it's a, we do a little improv comedy, whatever. He'll answer these dumbass questions. And
what are you talking about, man? I'm answering the secrets to life.
He's answering the secrets to life.
Yeah.
But in the body of our podcast, we like to talk about things that are going on in the video game, comic book, Magic the Gathering, all kinds of tabletop games, whatever world. So we're here at the comic book store to check out the Super Smash Brothers tournament. Our buddy OT over here, I don't know if you know him, he's going to give us the rundown on Force of Will. So what are y'all doing?
Right now, we host weeklies here every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Smash 4, usually singles, double elimination. And, basically, we just do this for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a cash prize for the winners.
Right. But y'all are doing it, no profit whatsoever. Y'all are doing it for yourselves.
Right.
Cool.
We're just trying to, you know, better ourselves in the game so that we can compete on other top tournaments.
Okay.
And eventually, you know, expand the community to where we can hold a bigger tournament, bring all the top players here, you know, just pretty much bring all the Houston together.
I've been dying to make it out for one of these, but y'all are broadcasting on Twitch, too?
Yes.
Very cool. So do y'all have, like, an established channel? You do this regularly now?
We just made an established channel.
Uh-huh.
It's on twitch.tv/SmashSoldiers.
Okay.
That is our channel. This is actually our second broadcast on the channel. Our first one was the monthly that we had this past Saturday on the mm-hmm. Deerbrook location.
Okay. So yeah. if you heard what he said, there's also a Deerbrook location. It's in the Deerbrook Mall, and it's All-Star Comics as well, owned by the same guy. And they do the same stuff over there.
Right. Yeah, we also hold the tournaments there, but that's a monthly. So it's bigger prizes and you know, a lot more people show up.
What kind of prizes, I mean, y'all do over there? Is it bigger cash prizes?
Yeah,
or
bigger
like...
cash prizes. We also have an amiibo raffle.
That's
those,
what I figured, amiibos,
for those rare to get amiibos.
Cool.
So there's a good chance to get one for cheap.
If y'all don't know what amiibos are, I think I have a small idea. It's the little Nintendo figurines, right?
Right. Yeah, it's like the Disney Infinity things.
And those interact with your console, right? You can do stuff with them?
Yes, you can. On certain games, they can show up to help you, or like in Smash Brothers, you can train them so that way you can see what bad habits you're forming and break them.
Huh.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically a personal trainer for your Smash game.
Dude, that's freaking brilliant.
So it actually stores something inside that amiibo. It has a memory?
Well, it's through game, correct?
Yes. Like, it only holds one save file per game.
Uh-huh.
But, let's say if you have the Mario amiibo and you play as Mario, it'll start picking up your habits as Mario. So it'll teach them to you to show you what you're doing wrong.
Huh.
So and then it'll it mimics upon your play style. So then you get to literally play yourself.
That's kind of badass.
You know, they did something similar. I remember playing in the arcade.
Soul Calibur. Yep.
You go through a little campaign to fight in other people's armies where you're playing computer players that had learned their AI from the human players that represent them, you know?
Yep.
And then at the end, you get to play yourself. Yeah. And it's the same idea. You kind of get to see your own style that you're forming. It's like, how can I improve on all this, you know?
Right.
That's beautiful.
That's the concept
man.
Of the amiibos.
Heck yeah.
Super cool. What was your name again?
Jeebus.
Jeebus.
Yeah.
So we're going to get OT over here in a minute. We're going to talk about card games that aren't Magic the Gathering.
Right.
I know that you're opposed to this.
I am a little bit. I mean...
It's scary. New things are scary.
I'm just saying, dude.
So things we've been wondering about. What is this force of will? Do you know any... You briefly talked about...
Yeah, I've already given the whole rundown, dude.
Pat's pretty much given the whole rundown on force of will, but we want to hear it from your mouth.
Yeah.
Because Pat knows everything, so he already knew how to
play. From my mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you might have a better voice. You might have to be able to say it in a way I
No, I mean, force of will, it's a game that was... it was created by A.G. Shishido. He used to work for Magic the Gathering, the card game.
Traitor, Benedict Donald, motherfucker.
He took off. He went solo and he went on his own. And he created his own game. He calls it Force of Will. It's got a lot of very similar components to Magic. But I guess one of the key things that separates it is, you know, in Magic you keep all your energy, your mana in your actual deck. With your creatures and your spells and stuff.
Right.
Well, in Force of Will, you have two separate decks. One for your mana stones and then one for your creatures and spells and all that stuff.
That sounds like blasphemy.
So it's impossible to get... Have you heard of getting mana fucked?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. That's the one thing that I liked about it, is you dictate how much mana you put on the board.
He said dick.
Dictate.
So, I mean... Is it an easier game to play?
If you can play Magic, then you can definitely play Force of Will. And it's cheaper as well.
Okay, I'm going to ask you just a blunt question. Sure. Does it require less talent as a player to play than Magic?
I mean, it's newer. I think with Magic, there's a lot more different mechanics to that game than there is to Force of Will.
Of course.
But,
just for the time difference.
Right. 20 years to, 8 years now. Yeah, it's been out since last September. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was out in Japan before it was released over here, though. Okay. It was out in Japan for about 6 to 8 months before it was released in Italy and USA and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, as far as the skill level goes, I mean, this is really the only card game I've ever played.
Okay.
So I can't tell you about these Magic people and all that because I haven't been there.
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to play that.
Right. I mean, it's fun. It's super fun. It's easy to get into. It's a lot cheaper than Magic. I can promise you that. A lot of the people convert over from, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic and all that because it's so easy to grasp and it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's one thing. Two things that piss me off in Magic. A, if you want to keep a standard deck, you got to pay to play, real talk.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Or steal.
You're still,
from your friends when you're sitting, when they're not looking?
Yeah, that's what I did.
I don't know.
I don't know what your other chumps did. Dude, I cannot tell you how many times I've sat there with this blue-white deck and sat there, reworked it, and tried to make it the perfect, mathematically balanced, mana-wise deck. And just continually getting either no mana at all or just flooded one
and
color.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he sucks.
Right.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's like...
Is that funny to you?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I'm serious.
I don't think he would have laughed if he didn't think it was funny.
Okay, maybe some people laugh when they're uncomfortable.
Look, man, I'm just saying. Let's see how good your deck is after I light it up with lighter fluid.
Or you steal all my good cards.
Yeah, once I've stolen all your good cards. Me.
So, Force of Will, what is the flow of the game? Are there... I know you know a little bit about Magic because you played with me a couple times. Or once, maybe. I think you played with me once.
Are there
artifacts and enchantments and all this extra shit?
Let's
get a What are the different types of cards?
The different types. Okay, your creatures in Magic are your Resonators and Force of Will.
Okay.
I think in Magic they're called spells. I mean, they're still called spells and Force of Will, but you have your different kinds. Your Chant, which is your sorcery speed ones that you can only cast on your turn.
Okay.
You have your instant speed. And then they also have a new mechanic that they're calling Stealth, as in where you can set a card face down, and then once the trigger requirements are met for that card, you can flip
like
it.
Like a trap card in Yu-Gi-Oh!
Essentially,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have... They just released a new thing, too, where they're called Regalias. Regalias, I guess, is something that you would call, like, an artifact. Okay. It plays like...
So it's static. It doesn't attack.
It only affects your J Ruler. Your J Ruler is the thing that your whole deck is based off of. Like, one of them, it pumps your J Rulers by 200 attack. And it gives them imperishable.
Sounds kind of like maybe if you're playing, like, Commander.
Right.
Commander.
A lot of people have compared it to Commander. Where you have one card that your...
It's like your general.
Deck is based on. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
At first, it's untouchable because it has two sides. It has a ruler side, and then you can pay a cost to turn it into a J ruler, where it becomes an interactive resonator, but it's not a resonator, it's a J ruler.
Okay.
Huh. Cool. That sounds good. How many? Okay. I'm assuming they have booster packs and starter decks.
Correct.
And all stuff. How much is a booster pack?
A booster pack is $3.
How many cards is in a booster pack?
Ten cards. You're guaranteed a foil on every card. And a rare or super.
A foil on every pack?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Not every card?
No.
I was like, damn, that's badass.
I mean, actually, they have god packs. Where you can get a god pack where you get where you pull all the super rares out of that set. And you get them full art.
Full art?
Yeah, full art as in there's no... where the text
no
box would be.
And all
right,
that stuff.
Yes, no border,
Magic
no
does.
Text
cool.
box and all that stuff, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that doing stuff like that diminishes the value and rarity of the cards?
Not at all. It actually makes it a lot harder to get... makes it a lot harder to get your complete sets because see what I did? Right now there's four different sets.
Okay.
Five. Now there's five. The first four sets, because this game is so young, I went ahead and collected a playset of every single card, non-foil and foil.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Jeez,
I have
collect much?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the game is so young and it's so cheap right now. Not so cheap, but it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So I figured if I do it now, when the game's just starting, if it does, say, one day grow to be like Magic, then
you'll
maybe
have,
one day it'll
be
worth
a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, but now what they did with this new set is they have, you have your uncommons, your commons, your rares, and your super rares, right? Well, your commons, uncommons, and your rares can all come non-foil. And then your rares and super rares can all come foil or stamped.
Okay.
So there can be two different uncommon commons. You can get them non-hollow or non-foil and foil. And then your super rares, you can get them non-foil, foil, or full art stamped. So it makes it a lot harder to go and collect play sets of all the stuff.
I gotcha.
Right.
Huh. That's pretty freaking cool, man. Ah.
It's different.
I might pick it up. I'm trying to sell my Magic cards, to be honest with you, right now. A lot of them.
Yeah.
I've actually got some cards up here at the shop, which reminds me, you know, just throwing it in there. You can bring cards up here. You can sell them. You can buy used cards. You can sell your video games here. This is a trade shop, too. So
Yeah.
It's not just...
I was kind of surprised. This is my first time being at this location. I didn't realize they'd started, like, selling and buying videos.
Yeah, they've always done that. They were located in the mall. And then moved across the street.
Well, I guess I just never paid attention.
He hadn't even been in the mall once since they started.
Oh, really?
Video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It took him a while to start the video games. They were doing a lot more sports stuff.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They took out all the sports stuff and then moved it to their second location in Humble, inside the Deerbrook Mall.
Kyle has a lot better
customer
base.
Yeah. I mean, being in a mall, you would think that it'd be busier, I guess. But I mean, on the weekends, it's killer on the weekends.
Yeah.
That's really badass, dude. I might get into Force of Will. I might play it.
I mean, I have decks that you can play.
I can play with your deck?
Yeah. Dude, you can play with my deck.
I can't.
He said deck. Yeah. If you're into...
In the ninth?
On the ninth.
Oh.
Ninth of this month.
The
Magic the Gathering
month,
at the house?
Magic the Gathering at my house?
Sure.
Yeah?
Cool.
Hey, yeah. You can bring freaking some decks over.
Yeah.
The Force of Will. And we can expand our...
Expand our decks.
Expand our minds.
Yeah. It's on the 9th, right?
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we can do that. Make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try and request off.
Do it. Just quit your job. Huh? Just quit your job.
And, quit it. Hey, you know, this is kind of irrelevant
to
the podcast.
I'll give you $20.
Shut the fuck up and let me finish my goddamn sentence, you little shit. There's this fantastic tool called Hot Schedules on my phone.
Yeah.
And I can just pull my schedule up on my phone and release shifts, and then other people will pick them up with Hot Schedules.
And you don't even have to call anybody.
Yeah, I don't have to call anybody.
Dude, that's the most awkward thing.
Yeah.
Then you got to make up lies as to why you don't want to go. Why
my
you
dog has
it.
Scabies, and so do I.
So do I.
But yeah, what, didn't you have some stuff you wanted to talk about? Isn't there something?
Well,
why did my voice get all high? Didn't you have some stuff you wanted to talk about?
Man, I had a few things, but we ended up talking a lot more about this. Not that I'm complaining by any means, because I was pretty interested about this.
You don't stop bitching.
Dude, shut your fucking
cut. Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
What you got?
The only thing I'll go ahead and I'm just going to lay out there for y'all is Afro Samurai. Maybe you've heard of it. It's wicked awesome.
I feel like I've seen this, and I felt like it was pretty awesome.
All right. Anybody? Afro, you might know of a, you may have heard of this guy named Samuel L. Jackson.
I've heard of him.
Okay,
I think he's in every movie.
Yeah, he's in a few movies.
Every movie, yeah.
Yeah, he's in every movie.
He's the mad black guy in every movie. Ever.
So they got him as a voice actor of Mr. Afro Samurai.
Have you not seen that before?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I've seen it, but I'm not gonna lie.
Listen, okay.
Okay.
No, hey, you know what? You don't have to whisper. Pat cannot remember anybody's face, anybody's name, or anything like that. So when he watches the anime and he knows what the hell's going on by like the clothes they wear and stuff. But when it goes by names,
special power.
Yeah,
it's like that dude with his crazy eyes that's sitting there slowing down time and shit on Naruto.
Yeah.
I remember Homeboy is throwing water spikes at people.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So you just remember them by their powers.
Yeah.
But you don't remember any names.
So
or
when he needs to say a name, and he horribly butchers the pronunciation of the name too.
Heck
but
yeah,
he, you know, he gets a cue. I use a little cue for myself as well.
But anyways, we got a. Afro Samurai, released in January 25th, 2009. It's just a few episodes long. I'm just going to let you know. Very,
gory?
It's gory, yes. It is an adult language.
Hilarious.
Explicit. It's, dude, it's hilarious. I love having you here.
Yeah. I read minds.
Yeah. You're pretty good at it, man.
Yeah.
That's your fucking call,
have,
your call tag, bro.
Dude, maybe
your
we should
OT
have
the
you
mind
come.
Reader.
We'll have you do an episode with Kevin, the ghost manager.
The ghost manager?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know if you've met Kevin before.
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
I think I'd remember a Kevin.
He runs a podcast called Mysterious Boom, but he...
Oh, y'all have talked about it on the show,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard y'all talk about it, but
well,
I haven't
he's on episode two, I think.
Yeah. Right. Oh, then I've heard him then.
Yeah.
Because I've heard all the episodes, because they're so awesome.
See, it's not just us saying that. I told y'all, it's the true Google is shit. No, but anyways, we got Afro Samurai, general synopsis.
Say that again? Afro Samurai? What?
Yeah, Afro Samurai.
Okay, keep
Afro
going.
Samurai. So, basically, you got Samuel L. Jackson with the big-ass fro running around chopping people to pieces. He's the number two warrior in the world. He's got the headband to prove it. And he's trying to go after the number one who killed his father. And you can imagine him being number one, he's quite the badass. So we'll see if Samuel L. Jackson can beat up some snakes and cut off some people's heads and maybe get a little fucketry going on while he's doing it. If you're into some like extreme gore and adult-themed animes, then this is definitely the one for
adult
you.
Humor?
Adult humor, yes.
It is very funny.
It's
as gory as it is hilarious.
It's short but very sweet. It's a badass anime. It sucks that like some of the best ones are so you know, such a short series.
I think I'd rather have it that way though.
I think you know sometimes they're at just at the right spot and they're like, well, you know, I started watching the second series of it and I felt like they were just kind of fanfaring it,
right?
And I just couldn't get into it. It didn't.
You know
it
what?
It wouldn't grab me.
You know what I've never done? I've never seen a sequel to any movie. Because it's going to ruin the first one for me.
So you've never once seen a sequel to any
no.
movie?
Star Wars?
No.
Lord of the Rings?
No.
But the first Star Wars is a sequel to the Star Wars that weren't made yet. So you've seen no Star Wars movies?
Didn't watch the ones that came after.
So you waited until recent years to watch episode one Star Wars and have refused to watch all the others?
Yes.
a man that sticks by his guns. I'm not going to respect that.
Tamara said she's going to flip the fucking table. Come here.
Tamara, you didn't get over
I just
here,
don't want the first one to be ruined by the second one.
Okay.
I mean, I may have seen one sequel and it ruined the first one for me, and then I told myself I'm never going to do it again. Never. I'm not going to do it.
Afro Queen has been so silent over here. She's been here for quite a while. I'll just have y'all know. She's been over here just reading her newly acquired purchase of Star Wars comics.
Yes, look, he's breaking my heart.
She's actually reading Princess Leia as we speak. And so she's about ready to, as she said, flip the fucking table over.
It was actually quite a coincidence. Earlier when we had taken our break, we had spent... we spent the same amount of time as dollars Tamara spent on comic books by the break. So that's awesome. And we were here for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So $145. Yep. Oh, wait, no, it was 30. It was 35 minutes. That looked like he was about to have a heart attack. The joys of marriage.
I spent all the money.
Okay.
I didn't want those monies anyways.
You don't need money to breathe. Air's free. It's cool.
Hell yeah.
But, so Afro Samurai, I started watching God Eater.
You did, finally.
There's only 5 episodes. You failed to include that part. Well, like, I start watching anime, there's 5 million episodes.
It just came out. It's like just released just
so
like
that's not
a
the
few
end
months
of
ago.
It.
I don't think
I
so.
I haven't gotten to episode been, 5, so I don't know.
I've been Googling, trying to find some more out there on Crunchyroll and et cetera, because I found it on Hulu.
Yeah.
They released up to the 5th episode, because I was been watching it weekly as they released episodes. Mm-hmm. They got to 5, and 3 weeks later, they still haven't come out with another episode. I haven't found out any reason why.
It's interesting. I like it. The action's kind of cool. And what I noticed about it is there's not bad language in it.
No.
And there's not any kind of graphic. There's violence. They're chopping up demons. But,
yeah.
I mean, whatever.
They deserve to be chopped up.
Yeah, of course.
There's not any graphic situation, so I could probably watch it with my kid.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, because I like watching cartoons with her and stuff. If you don't know anything about me or Pat, we're kind of cartoon junkies. I don't really watch anything but cartoons.
I just thought of one, but I'm going to save it for next week.
Let's save it for next week, you
piece
of shit.
We've got enough material for this one. Y'all guys, I don't want y'all guys to get too greedy. I got to ration our entertainment out.
Yeah, I know y'all are hungry for Pat's answers, but you know.
Y'all want to know what to watch. Y'all want to know what stuff to spend money on.
You can't tell them too many things to watch at once.
You definitely... Today's show is sponsored by Mountain Dew, by the way. And I say sponsored because if we weren't sitting here doing this podcast right now, I would not have received this free Mountain Dew. Pizza Cat, DJ Shirt Man, dropped off a Mountain Dew with us.
I'm just going to start referring to him as Cat Twitch.
Cat Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
That should be. I wish that was the name of his Twitch channel.
Cat Twitch?
Yeah.
So we're getting to the part of the show where we talk about stupid shit. I've talked about inventions. I've talked about dumb apps and stuff like that.
I mean, hasn't we been doing that since we turned the computer on?
Okay. Let's not down talk ourselves. How productive is that?
You're right, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just want to know. I got a question for you.
Don't apologize with words. Apologize with your mouth, physically.
Cue the patty cake song real quick.
The patty cake song already got played.
But I got a question to ask you.
Okay, cool.
Dude.
All right, we queued the fuck out of that song. Go for it.
Are you going to share that Mountain Dew?
I'm going to share the Mountain Dew. Okay, now. Did we really cue the song?
Hell yeah, dude.
Okay, cool. We can do that. So we played the song twice today, and that sucked up a minute of our time. So that
don't forget the outro.
Yeah. We're not going to play a song every time there's a question asked, and every time it's over, we'll play an outro.
We're going to have to come up with an intro and
we're
going to
have the most annoying
OT
podcast ever. Okay, we're going to have an OT intro.
I'm going to start my own podcast. This is going to be nothing but intro songs and outro songs. Anyways.
We always talk about the dumb shit people come up with. If you open that fucking Mountain Dew.
Dude, I'm so thirsty.
Open it. Thirsty.
Listen to this delicious Mountain Dew.
Mm. If you don't know anything about Mountain Dew, it's chock full of the essential vitamins and nutrients that you need to perform tasks in your everyday life.
It's not bad for you at all.
Not at all. It almost sounded like you were drinking from a babbling brook when you did that. That's how delicious it
I'm
sounded.
I'm pretty sure I'm actually reversing an age as we speak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Youth serum. I mean, we get on this stupid stuff. People do dumb stuff. People release dumb stuff on the internet. I mean, we do, right? Isn't that what you said?
Once a week.
Fucking degrading piece of shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all.
People release dumb videos on YouTube telling you how to do stuff, man. Like, it's super stupid. I was like on the internet the other day. No, I was just... Yeah, I bet there is one. I was on the internet the other day and I... Shit you not. There's a video on how to wear hats. I'm wearing a hat right now, and I didn't even have to think to do it. It was just kind of automatic.
Well, how'd you
and I haven't worn a hat in a long time. I don't normally wear hats.
I know. That's kind of surprising. I didn't recognize
you. The only reason
you.
I knew how to do it today is because I watched a video last night on how to wear hats.
Very nice.
There's a guy on there, and he tells you different kinds of hats and how long people have been wearing hats. It's pretty stupid. But yeah, he's, you know, I'm not a hat guy. Okay, there's my first clue that this video is pointless. You're not even a hat guy, and you're telling me how to wear a fucking hat? I don't wear hats anymore because I'm going bald. That guy was already bald. That's probably why he's not a hat guy. What?
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
You wear hats, don't you? You wear hard hats.
I wear hats all the time, hey.
They're not even hats of a normal thickness. They're a gauge thicker than a normal hat. What are you doing over there? Blowing an invisible penis? What are you... What's going on? It's a very, very tiny one. Not very girthy. It may be lengthy, but he hasn't moved his head back and forth very far.
Yeah, I wear hard hats.
You wear hard hats.
I tell you, they're solid too, man. You can not... We sometimes headbutt each other. Like, get running starts and like headbutt each other.
Really?
Yeah. We try to crack the suspension.
Is there a point of pressure where that hard hat could like break your neck? I mean, I understand it protects your skull, but...
I'm not sure the hard hat itself, but yeah. Depending on how much pressure
right.
you're hitting each other with.
Don't do that.
I mean...
Tell me this. Did you have to have a special instructional video on how to put your hard hat on? And, or, is there an instructional video of how to apply a hard hat?
I'm sure there is, actually. For all the plant safety
stuff. Yeah.
I can imagine there is. I've never seen this. I mean, I've seen...
They've probably played it for you. You just have ADD so bad.
You're like, oh, we're... Thank you for joining us today at Houston Area Safety Council. The first thing we're going to talk about is hard hat safety.
Yeah.
Well, when you first get your hard hat, it's like, wonder what's going on Facebook today.
You're going to be the first person with a split fucking skull up there.
Hell yeah.
Probably not the last, though.
I was so bad about my hard hat falling off, I staple it to my head every day.
That's safer.
Yeah, see?
There's an instructional video on the internet about passionate kissing.
Really?
Here's my view on this. If you don't know how to kiss somebody, just get with somebody who doesn't know how to fucking kiss. You kiss somebody and you decide if they're a shitty kisser or not, and then you're good.
See,
you don't have to worry about passionate kissing. It's what's in your heart.
See, I'm a mediocre kisser.
Let's find out.
Right, I wanted to be like a superstar kisser, so I married Tamara.
Yeah, exactly. I won't agree or disagree on that. You go ahead and comment on that.
You told me I'm terrible at kissing.
I've had worse kissers. I've kissed worse people.
I kissed a dog. It was pretty terrible.
Yeah. I've kissed girls that dogs kiss like dogs.
Dogs are all tongue, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's awkward.
I've kissed women that were like that kiss like dogs.
They lick your teeth and so yeah, it's fine. Passionate kissing, you know, it's something that can't be taught. So how...
It can't be taught. Dude, you either got it or you got it. I was born with it. I've been sitting there making out like a porn star since I was like 3.
But yeah, there's should we omit that? Is that inappropriate? You're of age now, it's cool.
I was taking them girls off the playground, sweeping them off their
What are you feet. Trying to do though? There's 10 steps on this instructional. Passionately kiss. Man, just look, here's my instructional on how to kiss somebody.
Alright.
Open your mouth.
Alright.
Reverse. Rewind. Before you even get in the same room with this person, brush your goddamn teeth.
Please.
Open your mouth. Wait till they open their mouth. And then put your mouths together and do whatever. I mean, it's none of my fucking business.
Yeah.
And as long as you two are okay with it, why do you need any instructions? Right?
I think that's a good thing.
Right. If they don't like you because of the way you kiss, then they're probably worthless.
You should be a kissing instructor.
So,
let's go ahead and
check this out.
All right. Today, here at All Star Comics... we have received a gift. This was from Sterling. Thank you, Sterling.
He's a good champ, man. Dude.
He's the best.
Sterling says, as a thank you, have this free amiibo. You can give it away for your podcast or something. I like the or something part because it gives me the option to do something in private with this, because this is Samus with her helmet off.
She's in the zero suit Samus, okay? Yeah. I'm not going to lie. If you were to ask me, had I ever baited to Zero Suit Samus, I would be inclined to tell you yes.
Yeah. This podcast is all about truth. That's going in the studio until we give it away, I guess.
Tamara, this is interesting. I forgot that she's so quiet, I forgot she was standing right there.
Tamara's taking full credit for receiving the amiibo.
When you got all of this sitting over here, you know, people just toss free stuff at you.
Maybe, I'm just... That's why I keep her around.
She should follow you around everywhere.
There's videos on self-defense. I've never really had any experience with, like, self-defense. Did you ever do karate or anything when you were a kid? Karate kid?
I started off with the boxing game on Nintendo.
Punch-Out?
Yeah, Punch-Out.
Okay. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah.
Mario's the little referee or whatever?
Yes. That was my first lesson in self-defense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's pretty much the last one, too.
Have you ever had to apply?
Have I ever had to apply those lessons? Yes. One day, I was walking through the arcade, and there was this machine sitting there, and it said Soul Calibur 2 on it. And so I had to apply some of those things to it. Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It was brutal.
There's an instructional video of self-defense. Now...
Okay.
If you're on the computer looking up instructional videos, at this point, you probably aren't very skilled in the art of self-defense.
This doesn't seem dumb. I mean, this is like a legitimate thing to look up, I feel like.
All right, well, let's talk about the different things that they instruct you how to do.
Okay.
Here we go. The classic unexpected spectacle toss to the face. Mm. So if you get in a situation where somebody's about to hurt you, you remove your glasses, you throw them at their face to distract them, and you can run away. You can spit on them. That works.
Make them matter.
You can kick them in the ankle.
Make
the
them
ankle
matter.
Kick is, yeah. You'll never have to worry about losing your lunch money again, is what this says. If you're taking advice to somebody who's constantly losing their lunch money, or throwing their glasses at people, it's like, how many pairs of glasses do you go through? You know, you're probably getting your ass kicked two or three times a week. How many glasses can you go through? Really?
Is this style of self-defense have like its own title?
Let's see. Self-defense techniques for dorks.
For dorks.
Yeah. Oh, probably wouldn't take advice from any dork.
No.
My technique of self-defense is to stay the fuck in my house and never go anywhere.
That works.
And then nobody ever tries to fight me. I've never had somebody stomp through my yard up to my door and beat my door down and whoop my ass. I've never had that happen. You ever experienced that?
Far-fetched idea.
No, right, exactly. Yeah, no. People are too lazy to do something like that.
I don't know about you guys. Well, I mean, I do know about you because you just said so. Me personally, I prefer to take the Hank Hill approach.
So propane.
Elaborate.
I first like to just tell them, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Okay, let them know.
But first of all, you got to get your anger up, so the H becomes enunciated. Whoop.
I'm gonna put the
H before the W. I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Okay.
Now if that doesn't work, then shit gets real.
Yeah.
Then I switch my saddle up to Bobby. I'm gonna kick you square off in the nads and tell you to let go of my purse. I don't know you.
So in essence, what you're saying is watching King of the Hill.
Yes.
In its entirety. It's ten times more effective than watching self defense for dorks.
Yes, and the thing about King of the Hill is it's going to teach you a lot more about life than just self-defense. It's a life how-to.
Well, there you go.
It's a how-to life.
Try graphing that on your graphing calculator.
Hank Hill should just be walking around as soon as the episode starts. All right, let's play life.
I think the best way for you to get any kind of self-defense practicing would be... And, you know, this is just like me shooting off ideas. Like,
okay.
Everyone listening to this podcast should try this.
Okay.
Just go... Maybe on a weekend, walk into a mall or some crowded mall you've ever been to in your life, and just start swinging every single person that walks past you.
Women, children,
babies,
cripples,
grown-ass men, everybody. Just take a swing at everybody.
I'm definitely down for this. I've always wanted to knock out a baby. Grown men, I'm kind of scared of.
There's one right behind you.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of grown men right behind you, I called this grown man over. This is Sterling. He works here at All-Star Comics, and he's a pretty good guy. Sir, you want to say some stuff about the store? Just kind of, we're getting to the part where we do our little plugs.
Yeah, we got two locations right now. We're kind of in Baytown and also in the Humble area in the Deerbrook Mall. Deerbrook's kind of the bigger location. We're trying to get established. If you guys want to check us out there, that'd be great. Also, what we deal with is pretty much a little bit of everything. Comics, cards, games, anything along those lines. Video games, board games, anything that you can think of, man. So give us a chance. Come on by, man.
Awesome. Come see Sterling at All-Star Comics.
Yeah, I'm the big fat one with a beard.
He's got a beard.
I'm not going to lie. I remember when this place very first opened up in the mall in Baytown, and it was basically just a few boxes with comic books.
Damn, like somebody outside is like basing it so hard it's almost the brown note. I'm about to shit myself.
Oh my god.
We can talk about the brown note on a different episode, I guess.
Yeah. I'm about to go home and brown note it.
But yeah, plug in other things. I know you've probably never done this in public, so go ahead.
Tamara? Afro Queen? Prepare yourself. I'm about to plug the fuck out of you. Hell yeah.
We might need a little bit of privacy.
No privacy today.
Nope.
Plug away.
Right here in the middle of the store in front of God and everybody. Everybody, this is actually my real wife, Afro Queen. She's a local cosplayer.
As y'all opposed to his fake wife.
Yeah, not my fake one. That would be Zero Suit Samus. No, but y'all should check her out. She's on Facebook. She's on, what are you on, Twitter? Are you on Google? Instagram? She's on, I've been saying Twitter for ages.
YouTube.
She's got a YouTube channel. But she talks about cosplaying and a little bit of how-tos on some of the things that she's done. Feel free to hit her up if you ever got any commissions for her, or if you ever just looking to talk to somebody about just the culture and cosplay life itself.
Call my wife. Let's say it.
Yeah, call my wife.
Call my wife on the phone.
Call my wife on the phone.
But, you
uncomfortable?
No?
No,
you
no.
Just hitting her up?
Yeah, I don't give a
hey,
shit.
Afro Queen.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're
they
trying
can
to, like,
literally ask her what she's wearing, and it won't be odd at all.
That's yeah.
You have to be okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
I think I'm okay with it, too.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. You got anything you want to plug, Octavio?
No, just want to give another shout-out to All-Star Comics for letting us do the podcast here today.
Awesome. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, dude.
I was talking to OT outside. I think we're going to make this a once-a-month thing, so if he wants, he can meet us up here. We should do this once a month.
Yep. Dude, that sounds cool.
We do Force of Will tournaments here on Friday nights. So anybody that wants to come by and check it out, we do $5 for a tournament. If you don't have a deck and you're looking to get into it, there's a lot of people here who have extra decks and are willing to teach you. You get free stuff for playing. So
check you
it
can
out.
Actually, y'all, the community of Force of Will is actually kind enough to come and let you.
Yes.
They'll teach you
yes
how to play and see if you even like this game
yes
before you spend any money. Yeah.
And if I cannot
even tell you how many decks I've made out of my collection, because I have a pretty big collection.
Uh-huh.
I've made a ridiculous, probably, I'd say 10 to 15 decks. I mean, nothing like super crazy, but about 10 to 15 basic decks and just giving them away to people that come in here and want to
wow
try the game.
Wow.
Just because, like I said, it's young and I like the game, so if the more people that play, you know,
the more
competitive it'll be too. Yeah, because we do competitive tournaments. Season one's already over. They just had the World Regionals or the World Grand Prix for Force of Will,
mm-hmm,
and USA came in second. And this is the first year that we were allowed to go.
I mean, that just goes to show you how superior America is.
We got cheated, actually.
I believe it.
Yeah, we did.
Nobody wants to see America.
Italy won. Yeah, it was whack.
Italy won?
Yeah, Italy.
Italy?
Won. Italy. Italy had two in the top four, and then it was one from U.S. and one from U.K.
France didn't even participate. As soon as they heard the word tournament, they ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
They were done.
But yeah, as far as plugs go, of course we're going to plug the Fire Pit Network, not only because we're part of it, but because there's other fantastic podcasts on the network. We've got Mysterious Boom. We've got Christy Hates Horror. Those are on the Horrorphilia Network, but they're also made by the same people that run this Fire Pit Network. There is the original Fire Pit podcast, which is a general discussion podcast, but usually ends up a conversation about wrestling. And then there's There's the Fatal Four Way, which is a podcast about wrestling. The Fire Pit Network's great. There's a lot of options on there for people, and if you if you just like general discussion stuff, especially, which is kind of half of what we do, check out the Fire Pit podcast too. Thank you, Huke. Huke has got us set up and he's got our feed set up. So he set up our RSS feed. We are on Feedburner. You can download our podcast or subscribe to it on iTunes. You can get the app on your phone, Stitcher. Stitcher can pull up all those podcasts, Mysterious Boom, Christy Hates Horror. I've got it all. It's all on there. And then, of course, we're going to shout out to Mountain Dew for sponsoring our episode today and giving us a free can of Mountain Dew. And it's delicious.
So I don't want to talk to y'all anymore.
I don't want to talk to you anymore, but I kind of want to talk to some of the people here before we leave.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
All right, let's do it.